Welcome to this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos. My name's Bill Thompson. Bob Hust, taking the night off, going to support his hometown Reds on their way to the World Series this year for the first time since 1990. We have a big show. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. There won't be any tanks running through the streets of Cincinnati, but we'll celebrate it anyway with traditional themes like freedom, Lady Liberty, things like that. I have friends and family in town today and through the weekend. I'm very excited about seeing them, spending time with them. I saw one of the best movies I've seen in years, Echo in the Canyon. I'll be playing a lot of music related to that. That's at the Esquire through next week. And of course, 2 weeks to go before the big 1969 Piqua High School 50th reunion, and I'll be saluting music of that year. So let's start with something from Woodstock in 1969, Richie Havens.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens. Thank you.
Richie Havens got the Woodstock Festival 50 years ago next month off to a rousing start with that version of Freedom. And that'll touch on many topics we're going to talk about tonight. So WAIF-FM as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. Opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. They express my own opinions, and I'll have a few of those tonight, I think, as we head into the 4th of July holiday and what it means to be an American on that day, Independence Day. Thanks for listening to WAIF in Cincinnati, your community radio station. 88.3 on the radio dial. You can stream it at WAIF883.org. There's a link to the stream on the bluesnakesandbanjos.com Facebook page. I'm sorry, on the website. And there's also all kinds of other links and videos and stories on the Blue Snakes and Banjos Facebook page. So thanks for joining me tonight. It's been an interesting week as I saw photos of the tanks coming through the streets of Washington, D.C., where my daughter lives. And I juxtaposed with the pictures of children separated from their families at the border with living in squalid conditions. And it's amazing to me that this is what passes for America in 2019. But that said, we're going to go on. We're going to play music. We're going to fight the good fight as we go forward. So here's a little set of music that relates to my family and my friends.
There are places I remember. Stop and think about them. In my life
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do.
Who sees all kinds?
That was Ponderosa from their 2015 record entitled Pool Party. That was the song is called Navajo, and that goes out to all my friends in Westchester who are gathered around the pool today, from Columbus, Piqua, Ashland, Kentucky, all over the place. Too numerous to mention, but I'm glad they're here for the holiday weekend. They're my family, and we'll see them over the course of the next few days, doing what families do, celebrating independence. Before that, Kiss and Say Goodbye, the Manhattans from 1976. I don't have much blood extended family, but it's a real pleasure to have my cousin Jennifer Thompson Bruton and her husband Frank in town today from Connecticut. I don't see them very often, unfortunately, only at weddings and funerals any longer. But so that's what's so great about having them. They came in for lunch. We're going out after the show. And then tomorrow we'll see them before they go to Kentucky to hit the Bourbon Trail. Because, as Jen says, that's what they do. They enjoy a cocktail now and then. And I started off with In My Life by the Beatles, Rubber Soul. Terry Hemmert, a fellow Piqua'd, watched the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. And Catty Corner from my friend John Friggy on Wayne Street in Piqua. We both saw the show. She turned it into a 45-year-plus Hall of Fame radio career that she is stepping away from the daily grind on Chicago's WXRT next week, actually a week from yesterday. She'll continue to host her wildly popular Breakfast with the Beatles show that has been going on for years. She has taught at Columbia College. She has influenced and educated generations of Chicagoans, and since the advent of the internet, people around the world. I couldn't admire her more. Her sister Julie and her brother Rick live in Cincinnati, and I know them better than I know Terry, but I'm proud to be from Piqua, Ohio, as is Terry Hemmert, and when I grow up, I would like to be just like her. So it is 6:21 on Wednesday. You're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos, WAIF. If you'd like to help keep Bob and I on the station, Bob and me on the station, go to WAIF883.org and you can become a member for $25 a year. It's great. It helps us. Lots of our friends are doing it. Ernie, Ray, Jimmy Elliott in Colorado, Tom Borgman in Arizona, Kate Thompson in Washington, D.C., Jane Thompson in St. Petersburg, Florida, all over the place. Everybody wants to be a member of WAIF Radio and support Blue Snakes and Banjos. We appreciate that and look forward to coming at you each week for the next 5.5 years, maybe. We'll see. One of the reasons we love doing it is because of the new music that we find and put out there and the friends that we make who come into the studio. A couple of them are in this this next set, Maria Corelli and Angela Perley, who have been on the show this summer, put on a great show last Thursday night at River's Edge up in Hamilton, Ohio, which, by the way, is a great place to see a show. I think tomorrow night it's Chris Robinson Brotherhood up there. But we'll start with Maria, get to Angela, and then some other related people after that.
Just the two of us. Shaking all over Hollywood, like Kester Baby. doctor told my mama on a rainy Kansas night when I was born. My mama cursed the doctor, and the doctor cursed the storm. And my daddy took the bus to Arkansas, one way from Wichita. She's not dumb like me, and I don't want her seeing things she don't need to see, like some of the things I saw that night in Wichita. From my mama, now you're taking it from me. But you touch my little sister, mister, then you're gonna see. There's worse things than running from the law here in Wichita. To a story from a stupid kid. Mama always told me, if you want something done, you do it for yourself. And so I loaded up her gun, and I was steady on the draw that night in Wichita.
Joy is killing me. I don't have anything. Remember when we used to wear each other's clothes? Yeah, I've been struggling, but I know lots of things. And I got an idea that's gonna turn on the money holes. Choking on a joke, trying to keep it light. I could never quite get the timing right. But you, you never know how it feels. I've got ideas. No one knows. We watched you on TV at the recovery. The sound was good, but you're always looking down. Don't take this personally. But man, if that was me, I'd make more eye contact with the camera.
anything I call to say that you were right. But I'm blacked out drunk in a cotton field on Friday night.
Sometimes
Shovels and Rope, from their Busted Jukebox Volume 2 record of 2017, covering The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe, with their friends Indianola, who were in town earlier this summer, opening for Ruby Boots at the Southgate House. And before that, Mississippi Nothing, from Shovels and Rope's new record, By Blood. They'll be opening for the Tedeschi Trucks Band on July 19th at the PNC Pavilion. And they were kind enough to talk to me earlier this week, Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst. Great folks. And By Blood is a great new album. So go see them on July 19th. But more than that, read the story when it goes up, and we'll certainly shout it from the rooftops when it goes on to bluesnakesandbanjos.com. Before that show. Before that, Wichita, Gretchen Peters, who will be at the Southgate House a week from tonight with upstairs at the Revival Room, I believe. Great, great songwriter for many years in Nashville. And that's her tale of child abuse, which seems to be running rampant in this country these days. Both in families and institutionally, for whatever reason. I don't know what in the world is going on. But some people think it's okay because they're the illegals, as they say. And it upsets the libs, as they say. But anyway, Gretchen Peters, Dancing with the Beast, that was Wichita. And we started off with Loving You from Maria Kelly Corelli's Strings on My Guitar, and Angela Pearley from her new record that comes out August 2nd, Back in Town. Last Thursday night was just a blast up in Hamilton. We got to hang out with both of them. We were VIPs, thanks to Angela, who had been down here the week before with guitar player Chris Connor, and just wonderful people. They were so nice and gracious to Janine Thompson and me. It was just great. It was a wonderful time. So 6:44 at 8 o'clock tonight, Captain Bobby Paul will take you back in the time machine. 39th year, I think, is what the Pittsburgh kid told me a couple weeks ago. I may be wrong. 30-something. I'm not exactly sure what. And you know how they've been on the air that long? Support from listeners like you. So go to WAIF883.org, hit that donate button, become a member of your community radio station, support the great shows that are coming your way all day, every day here. Last Sunday, I stumbled into the Esquire Theater to see this movie that I'd heard about recently. As soon as I did, I knew it was something that I wanted to see. It's called Echo in the Canyon. And it's a documentary about the mid to late 60s singer-songwriter scene in Los Angeles, basically centered around Laurel Canyon, hosted by Jacob Dylan, but featuring people that you know, Tom Petty's last, I guess, not public appearance, but certainly his last interview, saved for posterity, talking about everything that went on in that scene at that time. And what it did, first of all, it did many things. What it did was validated my longstanding theory that everybody wants to be the birds, because not only did Buffalo Springfield, the Beatles, Eric Clapton and Cream, Tom Petty, all of these people said that's where it started, right there. I'm going to devote quite a bit of the rest of the show to not just the birds, but we'll kick it off with the birds and then go down some of the other great artists who not only put out music at that time, but influenced other musicians around the world, and they all lived in a neighborhood in Los Angeles.
Oh, what will you give me? say the sad bells of Brittany. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the night on air? Say the black bells of London. And you killed the miner, say the grim bells of Lyna. Through the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well in. Say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimini.
Show you once and we'll be free. Please let me love. So I try to go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. And when it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. White cascading waters, she may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
You wanna go and do whatever you want to do. You wanna go and do whatever you want to do. want you to do, especially for me.
I don't know if you have to be as old as I am to get tingles and chills up your spine when you hear the harmonies on some of these songs, but there were moments in the movie that I began to weep. It reminded me of such wonderful memories back in the day. We started with The Bells of Rimney by The Byrds from their Mr. Tambourine Man of 1965. Roger McGuinn is a key presence in this movie, explaining the histories of the songs, the histories of the band, the history of the Rickenbacker guitar, and why it became the go-to instrument of the jingle jangle of the time and everything. I'd have to check with my good friend John Vetter, but I believe The Bells of Rimney might also have been on the Dino, Desi, and Billy album of that period as well. It's an old traditional song, I think, originally, but Pete Seeger was a key forebear of all of this. After that, It Won't Be Wrong from the Turn, Turn, Turn record, also of 1965. So ponder that. They released both Mr. Tambourine Man and Turn, 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 two albums worth of material in one calendar year. Pretty impressive. And the third Bird song was Wasn't Born to Follow, which my recollection of that song was from the Easy Rider soundtrack. I didn't know until years later that Carol King and Jerry Goffin wrote that song. But when the Easy Rider movie came out in the summer of 1969, I went to see it every night of the week at a theater in Dayton, Ohio. And then I would go back and tell everybody that I saw the next day how they needed to see that. And then pretty soon, I was just reciting lines. I'd basically lost my mind at that point. That movie affected me more than anything else. Although, I'm seriously considering going to see Echo in the Canyon every day next week, now that I've pretty much cleared my calendar. It will be at the Esquire for one more week, at least. So if you like that music, you should go there. The Byrds I knew about. Everybody wants to be the Byrds. There's no doubt about it. What I wasn't so sure about was the place in the lore of the Mamas and Papas. And the most pleasant surprise to me in the movie was Michelle Phillips talking, the last one standing of the Mamas and Papas after the deaths of John Phillips, Denny Doherty, and Mama Cass, talking about those days. And she may have at some point just been thought of as the pretty face. But when you see them singing together, the four of them, those soaring harmonies, and you realize what an influence they were on all of those acts to come and who they were competing with. They were competing with the Beach Boys. They were competing with the Byrds, all of whom had multiple lead singers, multiple songwriters, and things like that. We heard Go Where You Want to Go and Dedicated to the One I Love. The other wonderful part of this movie is the recreation during a concert a few years ago that was the genesis of this movie, of a band led by Jacob Dylan, who serves as a narrator through the movie and sings these songs with a powerhouse group of his contemporaries, that include Fiona Apple, Beck, Cat Power, Regina Spektor, Nora Jones, and this woman named Jade Castrinus of Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, who sings, I guess, both the Mama Cass and the Michelle Phillips parts on Go Where You Want to Go and Dedicated to the One I Love. If you go to the Blue Snakes and Banjos Facebook page, you'll see my initial rant about how cool this movie was with a clip of those folks on the Jimmy Kimmel Show recently. So there you have it. There are so many things to love about it, but just the idea of Jacob Dylan sitting down and listening to people from McGuinn, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills, Brian Wilson, Eric Clapton, Jackson Brown, Tom Petty, telling him stories about back in the day and how things worked out the way they did. And there's a classic line from David Crosby that I won't share, but you'll know it when you go see the movie. And I guarantee you, if you love music, you'll love this movie and the music that it brings to you. 7:05 on Wednesday night, you're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos. My name is Bill Thompson. My partner in crime, Bob Hust, is at the ballpark with our friends Tim Gerhart and Jack Greiner, maybe rooting the Reds home. How about that Reds game last night? Pretty interesting. I guess Yasiel Puig showed that whatever the stupid Cubs pitcher who called him stupid over the weekend, that he's not quite so stupid after all. There's plenty of stupidity to go around in the world right now. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it doesn't begin with Yasiel Puig. He was a hustling, heads-up guy last night, and it was wonderful to see. Some of the stupidity kicks off tomorrow, though, again, when the tanks roll through the streets of Washington, D.C., I'm sorry, of Moscow. I'm sorry, of Washington, D.C. I get confused all the time. So with that in mind, let's pick up with the guy and the record that to a person everybody in the movie said was either their favorite one at the time, it changed their lives, it set them on a course, whatever. Here's Brian Wilson from Pet Sounds.
Here's a song about a ship called the Sloop John. We come on the Sloop John B, my grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did row, yeah, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home. I wanna go home. Why don't you let me go home? Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broken, I wanna go home. First mate, he got drunk, broke in the captain's trunk. The constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff John Stone, why don't you leave me alone? Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sails. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. Let me go home.
Broken. I've ever been on. So
hoist up the John B. Sail.
This next song, my friend Paul McCartney told me that it was his favorite song.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
She got so, she got so, she Soon she's going to fly away. Sadness is her own. Give herself a bath of tears and go home. And go home.
I could wave goodbye.
It should come as no surprise that Neil Young is the unseen but lurking presence throughout the movie Echo in the Canyon. He has his fingers in so many parts of so many of the groups that are in the movie, and then at the end, all of a sudden, there he is. I mean, there's some film clips of him playing with Buffalo Springfield. Over the years, there's Stephen Stills and Graham Nash and David Crosby talking about him. And, you know, it's fascinating the way that this thing is woven together. And as I say, no surprise that Neil Young is a large part of it, but actually doesn't appear on camera, at least in a contemporary way. Like many of the other ones. And one guy I forgot to mention when I was going through this is Ringo Starr, who tied a lot of loose ends up with about how the Beatles perceived, especially Pet Sounds, and which led directly to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So we started off with a live version of Sloop John B. from Brian Wilson's band in 2002. And then what I thought was cool about that was at the end, he said the next song is my friend Paul McCartney's favorite song. And that is God Only Knows, the Beach Boys from the original Pet Sounds in 1966. Brian Wilson forced to cancel a gig up at the Rose Music Center in the middle of June because of health problems, but has already rescheduled. For, I think is it Monday or Tuesday, September 23rd, whatever that, it's a Monday night, September 23rd at the Taft Theater, with the brand, one of the newest members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Zombies. So you get the Zombies and you get Brian Wilson and his crack band that includes Al Jardine, as a matter of fact, at the Taft Theater on September 23rd. You might want to do that. After the Beach Boys and Brian, we went into Buffalo Springfield. Stephen Stills, fascinating character, great clips of him as a younger, more, I don't want to say more healthy, but certainly more vigorous, more vibrant presence. He looks like he has lived a hard life these days, but a great and wonderful story spinner and knows what's going on and can still play the guitar. We heard his Bluebird from Buffalo Springfield's Buffalo Springfield again in 1967. Then Questions from Last Time Around in 1968. And then he told this great story about how he knew that when Buffalo Springfield was finished, when he heard Neil Young's Expecting to Fly. And that was the end of it. So there's my little tribute to Echo in the Canyon, wonderful documentary movie starring many of my favorite musicians of the era of the mid to late 60s, and just an outstanding cast of younger musicians who appreciate the music and put on great performances covering some of these wonderful songs. In it. So you got at least one more week at the Esquire Theater in Clifton that you can do that. So having said all that, it all just kind of, the symmetry is astounding. It comes into my weekly tribute, and for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks counting tonight, of the summer of 69. When I will miss the actual reunion on the same date as the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, but I will be a presence lurking over the weekend in Piqua there with my friends at that point. This song is not from 1969, but this song pays tribute to another huge event that happened that didn't get the publicity of the moon landing or Woodstock or the Manson murders or Chappaquiddick or any of those things. But in retrospect, it was the kickoff to the largest gathering apparently in New York City history's gay pride parade last weekend, which the photos were just, and the video was just astounding. Melissa Etheridge, talking on her album 1993, Yes, I Am, the Stonewall riots, 50th anniversary of that on June 28th. Here's Come to My Window.
Come to my window. Crawl inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my just to listen to your breath, and I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache, and you don't know how much I give or how much I can take. Just to reach you, just to reach you. Keeping my eyes eyes open, I cannot afford to sleep. Giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest. Just to reach you, just to reach you. Thank you.
you down. Gonna leave the devil alone, leave the devil, leave that devil down. Come on, people, sons and mothers, keep the dream of the two young brothers. Gonna take that dream and ride that dove.
Laura Nyro's plea to save the country from 1969, part of my tribute to the year of my high school graduation. Before that, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, Bob Seger's System. Used to listen to that song and drive very fast from Piqua to Columbus as I was preparing to go to college. And to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York City, Yes, I Am. Melissa Etheridge's album, Come to My Window, there. It is 7:41 on Wednesday night. You're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos. My name is Bill Thompson. And this is very exciting. I have family beyond my wife in the studio tonight. My cousin, I'm not going to say she's my long-lost cousin because she's never been lost, but I don't have, as I said earlier, I don't have a lot of extended family. I have four cousins remaining at this point. Two who live in Ohio, one who lives in North Carolina, and my cousin Jennifer, who lives in Connecticut and has lived there for many, many years. But, you know, everything comes out of Piqua, as it all does. With her is her husband, Frank. They have driven down from Connecticut and stopped in Piqua, Troy, and today Cincinnati. It's been great having them around. Tomorrow, they're headed to Kentucky to drive the Bourbon Trail. Did you see the thing about the fire at the Jim Beam plant?
Yes, we did.
Will that affect things?
I was kind of nervous.
But it doesn't look like it's going to?
I don't think it's going to affect us that much.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of bourbon down there, so you know,
there is a lot of bourbon.
Yeah, there's a lot of bourbon.
That's
so we're not
sure.
worried about that.
So, thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for having us.
I told people earlier that we only see each other at weddings and funerals these days. We had a great time at your wedding 7 years ago in Connecticut. So, Connecticut's best town, correct? Milford?
Yes, it's right by the sea. Milford by the sea. You know, it's a small. It's a small. How do I say? It's a small beach community.
Okay.
But it has grown in the past few years. Right. So,
but designated by the New York Times as
one of the
best towns in,
yes,
in New
is.
York.
Yes, it sure
Connecticut.
Is.
Well, it's great. And whenever anybody comes in, we ask them if they'd like to play songs. So earlier, she said two, and you pick one. And I said, well, I have plenty of time to play them. So earlier I said I played Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans from 1976. Her other one was Joe Cocker's One Night of from his One Night of Sin album, When the Night Comes. And Frank has picked Earth, Wind, and Fire's Sunshine. Jennifer says, the reason I like the song, you know, that's fine. You can do that. Frank, Sunshine?
Sunshine. Everyone knows I love Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I've known about them before they were famous, when they were just a jazz band.
Wow, you must be really old.
So one of my other favorites is their album Last Days in Time, which is Where Have All the Flowers Gone, you know, a cover. But I picked Sunshine because everyone that I see around when they pick Earth, Wind, and Fire, they only know Saturday and what's the other one? There's only like two Earth, Wind, and Fire songs. Celebrate, yeah. and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, they have a whole plethora of stuff that people don't ever hear.
Right.
And Sunshine is that in between the Last Days in Time album and their popular stuff, Celebrate and all that stuff. So
that's great.
That's why I picked it.
Man, I love it when somebody can explain all this stuff. You should get your own show. You don't mind driving back and forth each week.
No, I don't. From Connecticut?
That's right.
Kind of
it shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. So, in tribute to my family who came to visit us in Cincinnati today,
yay,
here's Joe Cocker and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Put all my cares behind us and go where they'll never find us.
pieces like a shattered dream. We're gonna make it isolate. We'll be knocking back, knocking back today. We'll be right back.
Sunshine from Earth, Wind, and Fire, their Gratitude album of 1975, picked by my friend Frank Bruton. Before that, Joe Cocker, One Night of Sin by my cousin Jennifer Bruton. Thanks to both of them for coming to town before they take off on the Bourbon Trail tomorrow to start their celebration of the holiday weekend. Let's just hope that the fire at the Jim Beam plant doesn't affect everybody's bourbon weekends. So thanks to everybody for tuning in on the pre-4th of July show tonight. Bob will be back with me next week. We have guests next week, as a matter of fact. I almost forgot that. Elaine Deal, who is now on WGUC, the classical station in Cincinnati, but for many years was a standout disc jockey on the long-lamented WNKU, will join us. In addition, she's a great musician, fronted Elaine and the Biscaynes for many years, also integral part of the Bromwell Deal Band, and very involved in Suits That Rock. It's always a benefit show among like business people who cannot get enough of the rock and roll and put on benefits every year, has now passed the $1 million mark in money raised for local charities. So there's a lot of great things to talk to Elaine about going forward next week. Tomorrow, please, I beseech you, do not deal with any tanks going down the street. Go out and visit your friends. Go to a pool party. You can come to the pool party that I'm going to in Westchester with my friends from Piqua and Columbus in Canton, Ohio. You're welcome to do that. And be careful with the fireworks. Don't let the kids get in the way of the fireworks. You can also, another great way to spend the holiday would be to go to the Esquire Theater and see Echo in the Canyon. I may do that again as well, now that I remember that I saw Easy Rider every night for five nights in a row in 1969. I may do that with Echo in the Canyon. I had queued up. I was going to end tonight's show with a song that basically would cover all of my bases. Woodstock, the 4th of July, the summer of 1969. But Jimi Hendrix's version of the Star-Spangled Banner is 13 minutes long. And I only have a couple minutes before my good friend Bobby Paul takes you back in the time machine. So I'm going to play a 2019 protest song by Jay Farrar and Sun Volt from their great album Union that asks, where is Lady Liberty these days? And the question is, she's missing in action. So once again, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Bob and I will see you next week, and have a great and safe holiday. Good night.